Proclamation number 248, dated the January 5th, 1938. Recognition of truth not without prayer. Ask and it will be given to you. My child, in order to introduce you to the mysteries of the universe, you merely need to entrust yourself to your Savior with profound sincerity. We observe your every effort and are always ready for you, for at all times shall you receive what the Lord commands us to convey to you. The Lord will always be present where the desire for truth is strong and a person's will is placed at the Lord's service. And none of you recognizes power as yet, what he does for love of humanity deviates from the ordinary, so that everyone learns to comprehend the power of heaven. And if you are about to lose yourselves, a small hint from the eternal sphere is enough to make you receptive to God's teachings, for what the Lord gives to you will only be regarded by you as a divine gift if you clearly recognize it as the intervention of a higher power. Humanity's greatest error consists of the fact that it fails to recognize the laws of eternity as the Lord and Creator's will, it cannot subordinate itself to divine will because it lacks this conscious realization. On the other hand, however, it does not strive to attain the realization of all wisdom either, which it could easily achieve by calling upon the eternal deity for help. Yet how can the earthly child appeal to him if it cannot find the right relationship with the Heavenly Father? Where can it become aware of eternity on earth if it does not strive to look for the Father beyond worldly things? Where can the earthly child's longing turn towards the divine if its wishes purely relate to the fulfillment of worldly enjoyment? And once again, it is prayer that is needed first, talk to the God of the eternal universe so that he shall guide you correctly and enlighten you, and you'll enter the right path and be led forward step by step. However, without it you will not succeed, you will neither recognize your purpose nor awaken from your sleep. You'll remain in darkness until you take refuge in prayer. The Father will not let any child pray in vain, the Lord protects everyone from total ignorance. He provides many helpful hints, but you must accept them in your heart if they are not to be given to you to no avail. And you'll eternally bless the hour when you open the door of your heart for everything that comes from above and points to above again. The Lord of heaven and earth therefore has many teachings ready for the earthly children, the acceptance of which will be a blessing for each one of you. Come or learn to understand that only the Lord's love instructs you. Don't disrespect what he sends you, and at all times look within you, for if the human being recognizes himself as a helpless creature, he will gladly subordinate himself to the Divine Father's love. He will feel well protected as his child and gratefully accept everything the Father's advice and divine will sends to him. For the Lord has countless riches prepared for those who believe in him. He gives to all who live on earth, yet whether you accept his blessings is entirely up to you. In his wisdom he created everything around you so that you should thereby recognize his creativity and work. Therefore always meet him with a willing heart. And if you then, with the goodwill of reaching God, hold a heartfelt dialogue with him, he will illuminate you and direct you towards the eternal truth, so that the word, ask and it will be given to you, will come true. Every person has a share in God's fatherly love. The Lord lived on earth for everyone, and thus he is once again among you to bring salvation to those who accept his word, carry it into their heart and act accordingly. The Father's gifts shall be received by anyone with a pure heart wanting to serve the Lord, and his grace will be upon him now and forever. Amen.